Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 6:16 here on this Wednesday morning, January 12th, zooming through another week, 2022. Off to a pretty quick start, it seems like to me. Weather today is going to be kind of chilly, highs of 58. Plenty of clouds around, so it's going to feel a little cooler than that as opposed to yesterday when it felt a little warmer than it was. Nice and sunny Thursday, highs of 66. 64 Friday, some storms on Saturday, and then a cold front comes through, windy and colder, highs of 46, a cold start on Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day and a holiday for a lot of people, highs of 54, then highs of 62 on Saturday. Right now, 44 degrees in Mandeville, 49 degrees in Kenner, and it is 48 here in Belchase. That will probably make our guests snicker when I talk about cold as we connect with Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. How you doing, Andy? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to do. Doing great here. We got
what you looking at? Maybe 11 degrees, minus 30. Where you at?
We're at 5 right now, kind of a balmy 5. But it's going to get all the way up to about 30 or so today. So it's kind of a nice winter day.
So you'll be doing some swimming, got the trunks handy and working on a tan and so forth?
All set.
Good. Good for you. Before we talk about, because I think it is important to go back to the reason why Joe Biden wants to eliminate the filibuster, or said he will if he can get the votes, in response to voting rights protection, in response to laws that have been passed in states by Republicans after the presidential election of 2020, which Donald Trump claimed was stolen from him and was illegitimate, et cetera, et cetera. I think the first thing you have to talk about is, was there widespread voter irregularity and was the election stolen from Donald Trump? Or do we have, in your opinion as a political scientist, a legitimately elected president?
I think there's no question we have a legitimately elected president. There's always some voter irregularities that go on in every state. They tend to be very minor. They tend not to impact outcomes, except maybe in rare occasions, like there was a congressional race in North Carolina in 2018, where it was a very close election and voter irregularities were there and they re-ran that election. So it does occasionally happen. I don't believe it happened in the 2020 presidential election. I think that what you had there was more kind of an inept campaign by Donald Trump and COVID hitting, which knocked his approval rating down. So I'll start with that.
Okay,
I'll be blunt about it. I've worked with secretaries of state across the country, and New Hampshire's had the secretary of state the longest tenure who's advocated for paper ballots, and I think that's a good thing. We're having a paper trail, and you can track down who voted and who didn't pretty accurately. Occasional things, but that it's only a handful on a state-by-state basis.
So with that being said, the laws that have been passed primarily, or I think all in Republican states, to tighten up, they will say to tighten up the voting system and to prevent irregularities, they are two separate issues. You can still improve the voting system and make it more reliable, even if there wasn't a problem in 2020, even though it was done in a response to that, which may have been a false claim. So if you look at the changes that have been made in the states that the Democrats have a problem with, that the Democrats say are limiting voting rights, the Republicans say are just guaranteeing the integrity of elections, were the Republicans overreaching or not?
I don't think so, but I think you laid that out correctly. This isn't a new issue. Republicans have been claiming, have been arguing that this is that our elections are open for corruption for a long time. Certainly in 2016, after the 2016 election, they did, and there was a commission put together to look into election integrity. But as we talked before, it's not necessarily what the reality is on the ground or on the law books. It's the perception. And among Republicans, there is a deep perception that elections are can be rigged and are at times. We have a history in America of having rigged elections, particularly in big cities, and I'd say a history of the perception of rigged elections in big cities and perhaps real election fraud in those cities. And certainly back in the 1800s, that was the case. But it's the perception that matters. And then what Republicans are doing is in these states, I believe, is addressing that perception for the benefit of their bases. That's what the people who elected them want, and they're doing those things. But I think that what Democrats have done is overblown what the impact of these reforms that Republicans are putting in are. By and large, the reforms are relatively minor. There are some Democratic states, heavily Democratic states, that have much more strict election laws than do some of the states that are being criticized right now for doing these things. So I think it's being used more by both parties as this election reform or attempts at election reform is being used by both parties for motivating their bases for the 2022 elections, which is, I think, the focus for everything. Pay attention to what election's coming up.
Politics being used instead of pragmatically approaching a problem that could be solved? Oh, no, Andy, say it ain't so. No.
Who'da thunk?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Andy Smith, our guest, will talk about what rules to the filibuster President Biden wants to make. And politically, does he have any chance unless he gets the help of Senators Sinema and Manchin? 6:22 and a half. Time for traffic now on WWL. 6:27 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, January 12th, cloudy, highs of 58 today, and we're off to a chilly start, 49 in Metairie, 45 in Slidell, and still some delays as you try to make your way into the city from the west because of some work that's running long, so be aware of that if you use a spillway, etc. We're talking to Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, about Congress trying to pass some voting rights legislation. What is it exactly that they want to pass, Andy? And then we'll get to the mechanics of the filibuster.
Well, it's a number of specific items, including the length of time that you can vote before elections, registration, making that easier, having mail-in voting in all states. So it's a number of things to widen the ability of people to vote. And that's the thing that Republicans complain is that those sort of things invite ability to have fraud. It's hard to have a voting fraud when you have to have somebody show up on election day and go to the polls essentially to vote. The election fraud that we've had in the past has largely come through absentee voting, etc. Certainly that's what happened in North Carolina in 2018. So it's largely ways of expanding, making it easier to vote, and making that done at a national level, which is really the issue at hand here for Republicans. If you get down to the constitutional issues, the Constitution says, was it Article 1, Section 4, time and place and manner of holding elections shall be prescribed by each state. But it also says that Congress can change those rules from time to time. But historically in the United States, it's been the states that have managed their own elections. So that's the thing that Republicans are upset about.
Never enough time. Is there any way this passes? Does Manchin or Sinema change your mind?
I don't think so. And it's probably not a good strategy for Democrats to do what they did last time with the BBB. And that is to basically yell at Biden and Sinema and Manchin for not voting the right way. Manchin's pretty much shown that he's going to do what he thinks is right.
Appreciate your time, Andy, as always. Enjoy the balmy weather there, 5 degrees in New Hampshire.
Get my swim trunks.
There you go. You do it. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a happy new year. Question comes in here and says, why don't we get a receipt of our votes from the machine? That's a great question, really, because if you go to a casino and place a couple of bets or two, they'll give you a receipt that shows, you know, you made this bet. Why can't that happen with your vote? 6:30, time for traffic, news, weather, all that as we turn to WWL. WWL's Dave Cohen for WWL First News.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen. Let's get back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
So you tell me, Dave, I'm going to lay this out. You can tell me if I was rude or not, okay?
If you have to ask, you probably were, but go ahead.
I don't know. So I'm walking Betsy the Boxer, and I'm always, you know, very polite and make sure that people, I don't let the dog run up to anybody because she's a sizable animal. And so the woman approaches me and says, can I pet her? It's like, yeah, sure, she's friendly. So the woman looks at her, and this lady has to be maybe between, I don't know, 40, 60 years old. I'd put it in that range.
It's a whole large range,
says,
but okay.
Well, man, I got a hard time sometimes telling mother from daughter. Do you? Like in a high school situation if it's a young mom or not?
I don't know I've ever been in that situation where I've had
sometimes to. Sometimes I do, man.
I didn't mean to distract you, but okay.
No, that's all right.
Woman walks up and says, can I pet Betsy? Yes.
Yeah, so she pets her, and then she says, man, that dog's got some age on her, huh?
What?
And immediately, I said, there you go. And immediately
that was
I said,
rude.
And immediately as she says that, I said, well, as do both of us.
Oh.
And it appears as though she got her feelings hurt and left. But was that rude of me or not? It's just true. I mean.
Well, I mean, I guess Betsy probably didn't take it personally because she didn't know any better. But still, I mean, why say that? Why say, your dog looks old?
You know, that's a great point you make about Betsy taking it personally. She doesn't know. She has no idea what's going on.
I know you're not supposed to ask the age of a woman, but how old is Betsy?
They had this 8 years old, I think, or six. I don't know. I get it confused. They got a Gary Larson
somewhere
Farside
between
commercial.
42 and 56 in human years. Yes.
Yeah, they got a Farside commercial. Gary Larson's classic.
Love
where
Gary
what
Larson.
We say, Ginger, don't go into the garbage, Ginger. You know you're not supposed to do that. How many times have we had this conversation, Ginger? I told you, Ginger, you shouldn't go in the garbage. And what the dog hears is wah 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 wah, Ginger, wah 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 wah, Ginger, wah 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 wah, Ginger, because they don't speak English, right?
Right, don't speak.
So then that got me to thinking about dogs and cats. And do you think there is a clear demographic divide when it comes to dogs and cats? Whether it's by gender, male or female, with males preferring dogs and females preferring cats.
That's a stereotype.
Or politics,
anyway.
Where Democrats prefer cats and conservative Democrats or liberals prefer cats and conservatives prefer dogs.
I've never noticed political leanings influencing pet ownership. That doesn't mean it's not a thing. I've never noticed it. But I can tell you, you rarely hear about a crazy old cat man. But you frequently hear about ladies, older women, who own lots of cats. So there's that.
I will just let that statement go on its own, Dave, because I think you made a good point.
Well, thank you.
Somebody texted in, yeah, maybe just a little rude.
I
wasn't rude at all.
Just a little rude.
Why? She made her comment, and I've been like that since kindergarten. These things just pop into my head.
Do you think she meant it as an insult?
Well, it was a compliment. Oh, she got some age on her, huh? I'll bet she can outrun you, madam.
Now, that would have been a better response. Let's find out. Run!
In a race? Let's put $50 on a race. All right, 6:41. We'll take a break, come back, talk about, speaking of dogs, this guy was in a quarter doing business, and it goes to, you know, look, dogs, I love dogs, and cats, and I don't love cats, but pets. And when you lose your pet, it's hard.
Cats.
But we're not about to talk about a missing dog story here because we can't, unfortunately, help everybody that loses a dog. But this is about a guy that was in a quarter trying to conduct business and was hassled. And then they took his dog, and now he's heartbroken. And I think it goes to what some others have told us. Is
bad
like
guys took his dog? Like someone dog-napped his dog?
Yeah, like a feeling of lawlessness in the quarter. And that's what we're going to talk about a lot this morning. That's Dave Cohen. I'm Tommy Tucker. Josh was doing traffic. You heard him. Speaking of which, Dave, the delays are still there coming in from the west or not?
No, they finally coming in. We've been fine. They were delayed in picking up the roadwork heading from Metairie into Kenner. It's actually taking more than half an hour to get from Power Boulevard to Loyola, but they finally picked all that up and it's working itself out.
All right, very good. So we'll take a break, and then when we come back, Dave Cohen is doing news. I'll get it together here. Josh doing traffic. Tim Zimmerman in Master Control. Jordan Fiegel producing from his unknown location, having recovered from COVID. And the most important part is you, wherever you are listening to us on this Wednesday morning here on WWL. I was talking to a friend yesterday that said they tried Nash Heating and Air after hearing me talk about it on the radio, and they were thoroughly satisfied with them, and I guarantee you will be too. And if not, text me. Nash Heating and Air has been around for like 50-something years, started by Mr. Earl Nash in his garage. This is the typical American success story. You start small, you have a great work ethic, you provide people dependable service, you charge them reasonable prices, your integrity is beyond reproach, and you continue to build and build and build. And now they're a pretty big organization, but not so big that they don't look at you as a member of their own family and look at you as a person and not just a customer. And that is a distinction. You can call them at 504-835-4440. Maybe be a good idea to let them come out and check the heater, make sure it's operating safely. Or considering we play thermostat ping pong this time of year back and forth with the air conditioner and the heater, let them check them both and maybe talk about a service agreement with Nash Heating and Air. Nash in a Flash Service. They're there when you need them. You can find out everything you need to know about Nash Heating and Air at nashac.com, or you can call 504-834-4440. Nash Heating and Air. 6:48, 12 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's kind of chilly this morning. Highs of 58 today. Plenty of clouds. Don't expect to see a lot of sunshine. It's 47 degrees in Thibodeau and 45 in Slidell. We're talking to Brian Robert Lee, whose dog was stolen in the quarter. And I think this goes beyond, with all due respect, Brian, because I love dogs. You know, I talk about Betsy the Boxer all the time. And my heart goes out to you for your loss, but I think it also goes to a man just trying to do business in a French Quarter, and things are not that easy. Brian Robert Lee, good morning. How are you, and thank you for taking the time.
Hey, good, Tommy. I'm really, really well, and you're exactly right, 100% right. It's a bigger picture, and I was thinking the same thing. It's bigger than a dog. It's about what's happening to the city. It's about what's happening to NOLA.
Yeah, tell me what happened to you. Tell me the story, because the video can be a little bit confusing. Take me from the time you drove into the quarter to visit a client as you're going about your business.
So, I drove in to visit a client. We do roofing, slate roofs, all types of roofs, and had my dog Thunder in the car. And it's a brand-new truck, so I thought it locked. I pulled literally right in front of her house, took one step inside. She's got two German Shepherds. We went to the back courtyard. It was about 6:45 to kind of look at some of the back quarters. Just going through a few things. We were in there about 10 minutes, maybe 15. I go, you got to come out and see my dog. I've known that she loves dogs, so I brought her out to see Thunder with the car running. And when I got out of the car, you know, it went beep, beep. So I figured it was locked. I just got it. Anyway, we were looking around. Thunder's gone. Couldn't believe it. Then we just started just frantically going everywhere looking for him, and he was gone. And we got a video. One of the neighbors gave us a video. We got like five videos now, but we could see the people walking down. You could see the five of them going around the corner. Then we got really good shots of their faces. You see one of them holding Thunder. They all have their hoods on though, because they're trying to. And then in the video we see a white man confronting all of them, telling them to put the dog back, and then one of them starts to try to fight him. He still confronts him. I'd like to find that guy. And anyway, they go on in the videos, and we found this out.
Tell me about the confrontation. Wait, tell me about the confrontation. I'm confused about that. Who was confronting who over what?
So now this is all from the video. So as we examine the videos, I didn't see any of this personally, but as we see the videos, you see a white guy walk through on Royal Street heading toward Phillips, and then all of a sudden you see this black kid and this other kid turning around, walking back the opposite way of the video, yelling at this at something. You don't know what it is. But then you see the white guy come clearly into the picture. And then there's five of them circled around him, and they have the dog like in the back of them. And then the guy's pointing at him. You can't tell what he's saying. But he's like, you know, he's bigger than them. He's like saying something about obviously the dog, and they're tussling a little bit, and they go back and forth. And then they kind of like the kids are kind of acting like it's a game and kind of taunting him, jumping around him. And he's older, you know, maybe 30, 40, 50, something like that. And the kids are more like 19 to 21. And they're taunting him, and then they walk through the video, and that's what happened. That's what we see.
So let me get back to what you said about how you think, and that's why I wanted to have you on, quite frankly, Brian. And look, I love my dog. I can only imagine the pain that you're feeling, and I'm sorry for that, and I hope you get Thunder back. But
right.
What does it say about, as a businessman, you're just trying to go see a client in a quarter, and what's going on in NOLA? Why do you say it goes to what's going on in the city and it's bigger than just a dog?
I say that because I feel the exact same way about Thunder. I love the little guy. He's a cute thing, but he's a dog. And I every time I have a circumstance where it's completely beyond my control, I always ask myself, why? Mm-hmm. Why did this happen? And I first start with examining myself. I want to get a bigger perspective. Last night, I watched the news. There was 3 carjackings. There was women shooting at women. And I look at the perspective of the city, and I just think this, evil is going to triumph if good men do nothing. And I also thought about that hyperbole that Jesus said, where he said, why do you take the speck out of somebody else's eye when you got a log in your own? I just started examining myself. I think it starts with us. And then if we don't stand up for, it's not just Thunder. Thunder's a dog. People say, who's your child? No, he's a dog. I have a daughter. I love Thunder. He's cute as hell, and I think he's super. Dogs were created for 2 things only, to show us what unconditional love is like, and also to show us what God's like. We think dogs know our emotions. They don't. God put them there to show that he knows our emotions, that he cares for us. It's a great example of a reflection of every time I would say that every day. I'd say, God, I know he's a dog. I like that little dog. Thank you, God. It always made me look up and say, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for this dog. I brought Thunder back. I want you to see Thunder. I want you to grab him and bring him back. But if you're the person that took him, I want you to say, hey, this could be your day to change. This could be your time to make a new start. Just give the dog back. I love that little dog. But you're right. I think when we look at the bigger picture of what's happening in our world, New York, Chicago, L.A., there's people there's hurting inside. So I think it starts with, where's all the good men? Where's all the good women in NOLA? We all got to examine everything that we're doing every day. Be kind. Reach out. Make a difference. And it starts with you. It starts with us. So I just examine myself when things are completely beyond my control. This is completely beyond my control. I can do nothing but just say, God help.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate your time. I really do, man. I hope you get Thunder back, all right?
Thank you.
You have a good day. Brian Robert Lee, owner of The Missing Dog, and it goes to what we were talking about yesterday, which is apparently nothing's being done about crime from the top down, so it does have to start, I think, from the bottom up. 6:55, 5 till 7, traffic now on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.